Verily, all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah, the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in a state of Islam. And as to what follows, inshaAllah, today is the first part of a series that I wish to begin with you, that will revolve around understanding what it means to be a abd to Ar-Rahman. What you as a Muslim must know in hopes of reaching this high exemplary level of being a servant of the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will take a critical, analyzing look at the blessed verses in Surah Al-Furqan, Surah number 25, beginning from verse number 63. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ. And the servants of the most merciful are those who. And Allah lists for us a great many blessed characteristics that we as Muslims are lacking in our day and in our lives today. Today I wish to begin by understanding with you what is ibadah. What does it mean to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For this is the reason that you were created. The reason that I was created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the sustainer, the innovator of all that exists, says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have only created jinn and mankind for the sole specific reason for them to worship me. Therefore you as a Muslim must know what it means to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to the order of Allah in the Quran. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is the one who created death and then life in order to test mankind by putting them on this earth to see those who will worship Him and do the most righteousness. This is your reason of existence, of living here. In your work, in your school, in dealing with your wife and your children, your whole life must be based on the foundation of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and how to show it by worshipping Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we begin today by narrating to you an important statement that I wish each of us would memorize. It is a word from Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim. He says, the essence of Islam is manifest and found in the Quran. وَسِرُّ الْقُرْآنِ فِي الْفَاتِحَةِ. And the essence of Islam is found and manifest in Surah Al-Fatiha, the first chapter of the Quran. And the essence, وَسِرُّ الْفَاتِحَةِ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. The essence of Al-Fatiha is found and manifest in the words, only you, Allah, do we worship, and only you do we seek help in. This is our religion. This is why we were created. So let us begin today and lay the proper foundation in understanding what is ibadah before understanding the characteristics and the examples of those who worship Allah. We will focus on two points. تعريف العبادة وأركان العبادة. What is worship? And second, what are the requirements of worship? العبادة first اسم جامع لكل ما يحبه الله من قول أو فعل أو عمل ظاهرا أو باطنا. Worshiping Allah is to do any action that pleases Allah, whether you say it or do it or believe it inside. An emperor can do must have three ingredients. And we as Muslims, in anything we do, in prayer, in speech, in salah, before we sleep, in any of our actions, we must have three things. And they must be together unified. You must love Allah, at the same time fear Him, at the same time hope for His mercy. If you love Allah alone, you will find many Muslims who say we love Allah, but their actions are contrary to His faith. A Muslim man, right this moment, is sitting at work, maybe on his lunch break. It doesn't make a difference if he has a break or not. He should be in the masjid. For Allah the Most High says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O ye who believe, when the call is proclaimed on the day of Jumu'ah, to come to prayer, فَسْأَلْ Leave everything and hurry to the remembrance of Allah. ذَلَكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ This is better for you, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ So this Muslim man who is sitting away from the remembrance of Allah, he is a sign, a billboard, that is telling all mankind at this moment, I disobey Allah. But he says, I love Allah. The Muslim woman, who at this moment is on the street, maybe wearing makeup and perfume, not wearing hijab, and maybe not even dressed modestly, dressed in a way to allure and to attract men's gazes and sights. She is a billboard and a sign to all mankind that at this moment, I am disobeying Allah. Even if he says, I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not enough to say, I love Allah. This is why Allah brought down in Surah Al Imran, Ayat al-Imtihan, a verse that the scholars of Tafsir call the verse of the test. Qul, tell them, O Muhammad, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you truly love Allah, tattabi'un, follow me. Meaning it is not just sufficient to say, you must show your love. And if you have fear without hope in Allah's mercy, you are not truly a servant of Allah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ Tell them, O Muhammad, O my servant. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ O my servant who have transgressed against themselves, have committed sin, do not despair in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Surely Allah forgives all evil deeds. Except to take partners in belief with Him. Allah is the most merciful, the most forgiving. And yet again, it is still not enough to only have hope in Allah. To say it's okay, Allah will forgive me. Allah is the most merciful. While Allah says in the Quran, نَبِّئْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْمُقْتَدِيمُ Proclaim and tell them, O Muhammad, that surely Allah's mercy is unbounded and He is the most merciful and forgiving. But equally tell them that surely Allah's punishment is the most severe. So this is ibadah. And you must fulfill two requirements. Ruknayn ismayn. And this is our second point, arkan ibadah, the requirements of ibadah. What must you do in anything? A feeling inside you that you must have. Ikhlas wa sunnah. This thing that you are doing, whether it's reciting Quran, or praying, or fasting, or making jihad, or teaching people, or memorizing the Quran, you must follow two things, and they must be joined together. Ikhlas, sincerity, and sunnah. And this is the actual topic for you today. إخلاص. الله سبحانه وتعالى سد ألا لله الدين الخالص. الله only accepts the most sincere worship in religion for him only. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه الإمام ابن ماجه والإمام النسائي وهو صحيح: إن الله لا يقبل من الأعمال إلا ما كان له خالصا وابتغي به وجهه. Allah shall never accept any deed unless the person who did it was seeking only his favor subhanahu wa ta'ala. And listen to this next hadith, which is narrated by Imam Ibn Majah, and it is Hasan, كما قال الشيخ الألباني حفظه الله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم heard the Sahaba discussing Al-Masih al-Dajjal, the Antichrist, the one-eyed liar. فقال فخرج عليهم. He came to the Sahaba and he said, ألا أخبركم بما هو أخوف عليكم عندي من المسيح الدجال؟ Should I not tell you of what I fear for you more than the Antichrist, المسيح الدجال؟ قلنا بلى يا رسول الله. قال الشرك الخفي. It is the hidden shirk, hidden way of taking partners with Allah. أن يصلي الرجل فيزين صلاته لما يرى من نظر الرجل إليه. It is that a person will come to prayer and he will try to perfect his prayer because he notices people are looking at him. And this is an evil disease that I see in our community and ummah in general. Our children are brought up to pray only because the father is there. Only because the teacher is there. Only because the mother is there. Planting the seed of disobeying Allah. Our children do not know the love of salah. Do not know why we pray. They just know pray. But why? Who ordered? How do we pray? What is the importance of the salah? It's left out. And therefore, when the father or the mother is absent, when the child is in school, for example, there is no prayer. And this will continue even into his adult years, إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ except from Allah has mercy on us. So let us correct this. قال تعالى الله in the Quran says, describing the munafiqeen, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا قُسَالَى يراؤون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. The munafiq, when time salah comes, he stands up but he's lazy. But he stands to pray because people look at him. And he does not remember Allah greatly. Does not remember Allah much. His salah is a show. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'un, which we all have memorized. فويل للمصلين. Woe to the one who prays. Allah did not say woe to the one who misses totally the salah. No. Woe to the one who prays and delays his prayer or prays because people are looking at him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized this in many places. And listen to the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن أخوف ما أخاف عليك. Narrated by Imam Ahmad wa Sahih. The most dangerous thing that I fear for my ummah is the shirk al-akbar. Is the minor form of shirk. قلنا وما هو يا رسول ما هو يا رسول الله. What is this يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الرياء. It is الرياء. وَالرِّيَاء مُشْتَقٌ مِّنَ الرُّؤْيَا. This word الرِّيَاء, it comes from the word رُؤْيَا, to see something. And in مُصْطَلَح, in the مُصْطَلَح, in the text of Sharia, هُوَ إِظْهَارُ الْعِبَادَةِ بِقَصْدِ رُؤْيَةِ النَّاسِ لَهَا. It is to pray or to do any action so that people see you doing. And then the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam concluded the hadith by saying, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ. And this is the danger. Allah on the Day of Judgment shall say to these types of people, إِذَا when Allah begins to give the rewards, إِذَا جَذَأَ الْعِبَادِ قَالَ تَعَالَى لَهُمْ اذهبوا إلى من كنتم تراؤون في الدنيا فاطلبوا منهم الجزاء. Go to the people that you used to try to impress, instead of impressing me and worshipping me, and try to get reward from them. Go to them and try to get the Jannah. Imagine the danger that the Muslim may fall into. And I leave you with one final hadith, narrated by Imam Muslim from the statement of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And understand this hadith and learn it. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ النَّاسِ يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ رَجُلٌ اسْتُشْهِدَ. The first person from the first people who will be sent to the fire on the Day of Judgment is a person who died fighting in the battlefield for Allah. Sent to the fire. فَأُتِيَ بِهِ. Allah shall bring them on the Day of Judgment. فَعَرَّفَهُ نِعَمَهُ فَعَرَّفَهَا. Allah shall show him his blessing to him. And the man shall recognize it. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ فَمَا عَمِلْتَ فِيهَا. What did you do with this ni'mah I gave you? فَيَقُولُ قَاتَلْتُ فِي سَبِيلِكَ حَتَّى اسْتُشْهِدَ. I fought for justice and your cause, O Allah, until I became martyred. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ كَذَبْتَ. Allah shall say, you are a liar. إِنَّكَ قَاتَلْتَ لِيُقَالَ جَرِيدٌ. You fought so that people will say he is a brave man. فَأُمِرَ بِهِ. It will be ordered. فَسُحِدَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ حَتَّى أُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ. It will be ordered that he be dragged on his face and thrown in the fire. وَرَجُلٌ. And then another man shall come. تَعَلَّمَ الْعِلْمَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. Who acquired a great amount of religious knowledge and taught it to mankind. وَقَرَأَ الْقُرْآنِ. And was fluent in reciting the Qur'an, memorized it. فَأُتِيَ بِهِ. Allah shall bring him in front of mankind. فَعَرَّفَهُ نِعَمَهُ فَعَرَفَهَا. Here is the blessing I gave you. What have you done with it? قَالَ قَرَأْتُ الْقُرْآنِ. قَرَأْتُ فِيكَ الْقُرْآنِ وَتَعَلَّمْتُ الْعِلْمَ وَعَلَّمْتُ. I learned and I taught. And I recited the Qur'an for you, O Allah. قَالَ كَذَبْتَ. You are a liar. إِنَّكَ قَرَأْتَ لِيُقَالَ قَارِئًا. You only recite it so that people will say, MashaAllah. He is a beautiful reciter. He is extremely knowledgeable. فَقَدْ قِيلَ. And it was said to you. فَأُمِرَ بِهِ. It will be ordered that he be placed on his face and dragged to the fire. وَرَجُلٌ. And a man. وَسَّعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah gave him wealth. مِنْ كُلِّ أَصْنَافِ الْمَالِ. From all the different kinds of money. فَأُتِيَ بِهِ. He will be brought. فَيُعْفَى. Allah shall show him his mercy. فَمَا عَمِلْتَ فِيهَا. What have you done with this blessing to you? قَالْ. I did not leave. مَا تَرَكْتُ سَبِيلًا تُحِبُّ أَنْ يُنْفَقَ فِيهِ إِلَّا أَنْفَقْتَ فِيهِ. Never did I leave anything that you wish for us to spend in, except that I gave in it. قَالَ كَذَبْتُ. You lied. إِنَّكَ أَنْفَقْتَ لِيُقَالَ جَوَادٌ. You gave so that people will say he is generous. فَقَدْ قِيلَ. And it was said to you. فَأُمِرَ بِهِ. It was ordered that he be dragged and placed in the fire. It doesn't matter how much you can do. Fill this whole masjid with worship. But if you do not have ikhlas, sincerity, it is ripped asunder, and you are not given any of its reward. These are the words I leave you with. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of our actions pure and for His sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach our children the love of salah, and the love of making dua, and the love of fasting and reciting and learning the Qur'an. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in the correct knowledge which benefits and does not harm. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us to say the word of truth even if it is against our own selves. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. We said there are two requirements, إخلاص, sincerity and sunnah. If you did as many actions as you wished and you had إخلاص, you wished to worship Allah, but in the way you did it, it was not sunnah, it is still not إخلاص. Sunnah and ikhlas are together. It is like a bird flying. One wing is the traditions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other is your sincerity to Allah. The bird or the plane will not fly unless you have both together. Fill this whole masjid with salah. If it is not in accordance to the sunnah, it is not accepted. Why? And this is an important issue that we as Muslims must understand. In knowing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest of mankind, the pinnacle, no one shall ever worship Allah the way Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worshipped him. Listen to Allah praising him in the Quran. In the beginning of these three surahs, Surah Al-Furqan, Allah says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. Glory and praise and honor be to Allah who has revealed the Quran to His servant. Who is the most worthy of this title? Rasulullah. He is the purest form of Al-Abd to Ar-Rahman, so that he will be a warner to mankind. Allah says in Surah Al-Kahf, the first verse, Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. Glory be and praise be to Allah who has revealed the Quran to His servant and has not placed crookedness in it. سبحان الذي أقرأ سورة الإسراء. الإسراء والمعراج is the only thing, is one of the few things that no other prophet was given and no human being given before Rasulullah or after him صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده. This glorious journey, Allah describes Rasulullah as a servant, as a slave to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And listen to the order of Allah in the Quran, ordering Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what to tell the mushrikeen in Surah Az-Zumur. قل tell them, قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين. Tell them, I have been ordered to worship Allah with إخلاص. وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين. And I have been ordered to be the first one to say I am Muslim صلى الله عليه وسلم. قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم. Tell them, O Muhammad, I fear that if I disobey my Lord, a day of punishment and torment. قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني. Tell them, O Muhammad, only Allah do I worship with إخلاص again. In four verses, Allah mentions ikhlas twice with ibadah. Our true losers are those who shall lose themselves and their families on the day of judgment. الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. Surely this is the most evil loss that a person can have. لهم من فوقهم ظلل من النار ومن تحتهم ظلل ذلك يخوف الله به عباده يا عباد فاتقون. They shall have covering of fire from above them, and covering the fire from beneath them, Allah said, Allah put fear in the hearts of His servants by reminding them of this. Ya ibadi fattaqoon, my servants fear me, fear me. The order of Allah to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After understanding that this is the placement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none of us can ever come and introduce something He has not done. For He is the top, the pinnacle of everything in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can you or I or any human being come and introduce something that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not ordered? And more important, the Prophet himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَسُولٌ. Whoever worships in a way that we have not instructed him to do, it is rejected to him. He can keep it. So if you were to come to any masjid and to pray 100 raka'at and have ikhlas, it would not be accepted because it is not the sunnah if you call people to say that this is what the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us to do. Not accepted. If you were to come and to say, read Surah Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad 1,000 times during the night of Qadr, for example, it would not be accepted because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not ordered you to do it. If you were to come and say, pray this type of salah during Ramadan and only do it in Ramadan, and every Ramadan doing the same salah, it is not accepted because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not ordered it. Ikhlas wa sunnah must be together in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we must learn and instill in our children, for this is the only way to reach being a true abd, a true worshipper of Allah the Most High.